It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An investigation of the Aurora Police and Fire Departments could be just the beginning. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser tells Colorado Matters his office will investigate other cities' departments based on complaints. He also thinks the new state law allowing that will lead to real change.
This is the first time that we have a formal law administered by our Attorney General's office to result in a consent decree with enforceable requirements. We believe that level of focus and commitment can be a difference maker.
Weiser's investigation found Aurora repeatedly violated state and federal law with racist policing, illegal use of excessive force, and inappropriate use of the drug ketamine. Environmental groups want immediate action from Governor Jared Polis to improve air quality. CPR Sam Brash reports activists organized a rally ahead of a meeting of state regulators.
Jen Clanahan is the state director of Moms Clean Air Force. She spoke from a neighborhood overlooking the Denver skyline, which was finally visible after weeks of haze this summer.
The science is clear, but our air is not. You have the full power to regulate air quality.
The groups demanded Polis follow through on proposed air quality regulations. That's after his administration scrapped a rule to reduce car commuting last month, angering environmental groups. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado is drying out. More than 65% of the state is now abnormally dry. That's a jump from around 53% last week, according to federal drought data. About half of Colorado was totally free of dry conditions 3 months ago. That's now down to around 34%. It's been a warm and dry start to September for much of the state, with record-breaking heat in Denver and other areas. Interstate 25 north of Denver will close overnight for several days next week for construction work. Crews are demolishing the old Highway 60 bridge just south of Loveland. The I-25 North expansion project is set to be complete in 2023. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.